Saddle up your horses. Well, welcome everyone to the Robin Walter Show here, part of the Red Sky Radio Network. God bless you today. Do you think we're in a news lull here? Not exactly. Goodness. I don't know how I fit everything in, but I'm going to do the best I can with the time that I have and ask God to bless it. If you want to reach me, you certainly may. Red Sky Radio 777 at gmail.com. Red Sky Radio 777 at gmail.com. And with your comments, questions, criticisms, if you want to make a contribution, you can go to robinwalter.net, and there's a PayPal link if you are so inclined. Certainly much appreciated to help keep us on the air. So I promise to start with good news. I'm going to end with a little bit of a shakeup, a reality check, I guess is the way we're going to end it. If I can get there, unless God changes my direction. But right out of the gate, it's only one state, but it's a state that usually is, New Hampshire. Their motto, live free or die. I think they might have abandoned that. I'm not sure. You can write me and tell me if they have. It seems like I saw something a while back that they changed it or were going to change it. But I've always loved it, live free or die. But anyway, New Hampshire bans transgender procedures for children and reserves girls' sports for females. So this is a state that's gone left more recently. It has a history of voting Republican, but not a recent history. But this is interesting. You know, when things get so bad, even the left has to take note that, hey, we screwed up. Not because they've had any conviction from God's word, far be it from that in most cases, but sin produces death, sin produces poverty, sin produces all sorts of bad things which eventually even the most dense Democrats can start to connect the dots. They won't take any personal responsibility, of course, but they'll just say, well, we need to do something about this. But anyway, God bless you, New Hampshire. You've done the right thing. And now we move on to, I'm going to go from good news to light news to the heavy duty. The light news here, I'm just going to, a couple of things I want to give you out of the Babylon Bee as of late. These guys are having a field day. I mean, there is so much fodder out there that the left has provided. But one of them here, it shows, okay, so Netanyahu was speaking the other day before Congress, and Rashida Tlaib, that jerk Palestinian in Congress, and that tells you something about Dearborn, Michigan. If they elect people like this, doesn't say anything about her, it says something about the people in Dearborn. It says something about the people in San Francisco when they vote for Nancy Pelosi. So while Netanyahu is speaking the other day, and I was thrilled at the rapturous applause he got. I mean, could we have him as president, please? Well, Tlaib is sitting out there, poker-faced, holding a little sign that says war criminal. All right, that's what she's calling him. However, the Babylon Bee says criminals in Congress are holding signs to help identify themselves. Which I thought it was funny. She's just like she's holding up the sign to let everybody know that she's the war criminal. And, of course, our borders are Calamity Harris. That's my new name for her, Calamity Harris. Responsible for 11 million illegal immigrants. Now think somehow they deserve citizenship. But the other one from the Babylon Bee, which I thought was, which was satirically funny, was Democrats flee Capitol in terror as a Jew stands up to speak. Of course, that Jew being Netanyahu. But they think that they're horrified. that he's able to speak, apparently. And one last one here. Secret Service director resigns in disgrace for failing to assassinate Trump. These guys just hit it out of the park. You know what? I do have one more here. I'm sorry, but these are too good to not share. Democratic Party leaders vow to save democracy by overruling voters and staging a coup. The other one says Democrats pull off a successful insurrection. And that's about true. I mean, this is a coup. Kamala Harris, Calamity Harris, is the only presidential candidate for whom nobody has ever voted. Right? I mean, they did. I mean, even people like Jerry Ford, who got pointed to office when he then ran for office, and that's the point, as a candidate, he got there by way of a primary. Not Calamity Harris. No. Well, I got to move through these things. The Democrats have just absolutely slammed the voter ID bill, claimed it's racist and xenophobic. Xenophobic. That's right. They claim that the Republicans hate foreigners because we will not let illegal immigrants vote. This is how demonic the Democrat Party is, and getting worse. You got to have an ID to vote. Gosh, you have to have an ID to get a library card. You have to have an ID to get on an airplane. I mean, even the 9/11 terrorists got IDs to get on those airplanes. This is just... And then, of course, the intelligence officials have now come out and claim that Russia is trying to influence the 2024 election in favor of Trump. Are you kidding me? Is this where we are? The intelligence community, falsely so named? No wonder they're big into AI, artificial intelligence, because there doesn't appear to be any native intelligence functioning in Washington, D.C. Biden, the pimp that he is, and he is, forgives $1.2 billion in student loans. $1.2 billion, that means you. It means that I, others, we get to pay for students who are defaulting on their loans and so forth. But it's not just normal student loans. It's only for the loans of government workers. See, this is all the smackings and entrails, I might actually throw in there. Of those who love communism. It's the march towards it. Last news here, we have an enormous, monstrous migrant caravan heading to the United States. And who's leading it? Mexican cops. So there's all that I want to talk about. The rest of this, we're going to get on to some election news and some evaluation, at least as I see it. And I'm going to start with J.D. Vance here. Last week I said I like J.D. Vance. He's Trump 2.0. He was not my first choice. And I think Trump is regretting it. Trump is regretting him because he's actually too much like him. And I know what he's thinking. He'd want somebody that could run in his stead that would be most likely to carry out his policies. But J.D. Vance has the kind of background the left is going to love to absolutely destroy, because 8 years ago, he was a never-Trumper. He is all over in the archives, which only goes back a few years, of hating Trump. Now, did he genuinely switch? Yes. Did he develop? Yes. Did he grow? Yes. Did he mature politically? Yes, because when he came out against Trump, he was 31 years old. Or 30, I'm not sure which. One of those two. He wasn't there yet. But the history amounts to enormous amount of baggage. All they got to do is run ads of Vance, and it could be over. Now, I understand that he is just like Trump, but he had a better pick, and you know who I'm talking about. And that's Vivek Ramaswamy. The guy has no baggage. Now, if you say, well, you know, you want... Ohio's a bellwether state, and this will lock up Ohio by picking Vance. Well, Ramaswamy's from Columbus, Ohio. Still is. It's where his wife practices medicine. And that's where he runs his businesses out of Ohio. You'd have Ohio wrapped up with him also. But he has no baggage. And he could shred anybody in a vice presidential debate. There was some talk about Calamity Harris picking Gavin Newsom as a VP. Well, I don't think that can happen because of for constitutional reasons, but Ramaswamy would shred him. I mean, Ramaswamy would have shred Newsom of his underwear and without Newsom ever understanding or realizing that he was naked. He's that good. But Trump, I think, picked the wrong guy. And I said that before. I still think it. And now it's coming out. Vance is good. He's just got way too much baggage. I don't think he's been on the right side long enough. But we'll see. And I desperately, truly hope I am wrong. Well, anyway, you know, the interesting thing that the Democrats, the message that they're sending around the world, with Biden remaining in office, you know, this is nothing new. You've already heard this. If he's not fit to run, he's not fit to be president now. He needs to resign. And so I've had these thoughts. And I think maybe they've been dispelled because everybody's jumping on the Harris bandwagon. But I had these thoughts that maybe they didn't want to bounce Biden because a couple of things. That would mean Harris was president. She would then have, she'd actually be an incumbent going into the Democratic National Convention. It'd be harder to toss her aside if there was another coup planned. In other words, how do we vault and launch whoever? Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, you can kind of name the witches that they are thinking of to be out there. But I'm not so sure that's the case. There's too many people that have supported her. It would be really awkward unless she just fails miserably. Well, she always has failed, but the media is not going to show her failings. But why is Biden still there? Of course, I'll get into his speech in a few minutes. Because as long as he's there, then the puppeteers can continue to control him right to the very end, as they have. I get it now. We've been controlling this guy for years now. He's such a doofus. He's always been a doofus. He just hasn't been a demented doofus. But they can control them. They want to pull those puppet strings right to the very end. Well, that very end, you know, when Biden supposedly had COVID and he had to ditch a couple of campaign events and fly back to go to his beach house in Delaware, we were told he had COVID. And now we are finding out that Air Force One covered a five-hour flight in only 3 hours and 45 minutes. And it was because it was a big tailwind? No. They were flying about as fast as they could to rush him to a hospital back east. The COVID was crap. The COVID was cover-up. The cover-up, it was just more lies like Jean-Pierre, Corinne Jean-Pierre Lesbienne. Well, she was out there lying like she always does, covering like she always does, masquerading. She's awful. She's just a typical Democrat. Lie, cover up, steal, deceive, cheat. You know, you name it. When in reality, Biden had much more serious problems. Did he not? Absolutely. You don't try to break Mach 1 speed in Air Force One, trying to fly him back to get a special doctor for a mild case of COVID, testing positive for COVID. The sniffles. I mean, Joe's only sniffing two times when he's got COVID or cold, or he's sniffing some woman's hair. Those are his two cases of sniffles. Be careful what you sow, because it's going to be what you reap. So Nikki Haley, oh, I appreciate that she's come around and she's now supporting Trump. I hope he doesn't appoint her again to anything. She just needs to go back to South Carolina. But she sent this cease and desist order to a group called Haley Voters for Harris. Haley Voters for Harris. And what were they? They were a PAC that was funded with left-wing money that supported Haley when she was in the campaign to dump Trump. So she was willingly taking money from those she knew were left-wingers to fuel her campaign against Trump. She never disclosed it. She never admitted it. She didn't acknowledge it in any way, shape, or form. She just took the money to keep her campaign going. And guess what? Now they're Haley Voters for Harris. And she's trying to get a cease and desist order to stop that. She is reaping what she has sown. Yet more embarrassment. I do not, don't really have any particular, I don't feel any sorrow for her. I'm glad she's come out here for Trump. But that's about all I can say. And now we're moving into the thicker topics of the day. So many people have said on the, I don't know what they're missing. I really don't. Whether it's Newsmax, whether it's Fox, they're all wondering what is going on, because Michelle and Barack Hussein Obama, they hadn't come out yet to endorse Calamity Harris. Does this mean something? Is there something else afoot? This is very easy to diagnose. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think it's easy. Obama is behind all of it. However, people say, well, no, he's not behind it because he didn't come out and endorse her. No, that's proof that actually he is behind it because he didn't come out and endorse her. In other words, if he comes right out and endorses her, everybody knows that Obama was the one who was provoking and prodding this change. He's a smart man. He's evil, but he's smart. Well, sort of smart. Certainly smarter than Harris or Biden. That I definitely will give him. But you, when you're going to be the man pulling the strings, how closely do you want to identify yourself with a puppet whose strings you're pulling? No. The way he can protect himself from the charge that he has manipulated this is to distance himself from his own machinations, from his own evil deeds, his own behind-the-scenes bullying and whatever, intimidation, whatever was used. Joe, you're gonna do this, or I'm going to tell the people through my surrogates, of course, that they need to pull the 25th Amendment on you and get you out of here. Okay, boss. Okay, B.O., my boss. But do you think Obama's going to come out and acknowledge that, or which coming out with a quick endorsement would be an acknowledgement? In other words, he comes out and quickly endorses her to try to force the steamroll which has occurred without him to endorse her. If the troops were lagging and flagging in supporting Harris, then he can choose when he wants to come out and do it. But he's going to distance himself so it doesn't look like he's the one who is behind it. At least that's my thought. Okay. I want to get to one thing. You know, I want to cover here first. Calamity Harris hates Jews. She's a Jew hater. We know that Obama was a Jew hater. All the Jew haters in Congress are Democrats. That's obvious. We know that. I've been saying that for years. But she's so busy with her stupid campaign that she cannot even meet Netanyahu when he comes. I mean, Biden, if he had a brain left and any kind of energy, and we'll get to his speech in a minute from the other night, he would have, I think, would have met Netanyahu, even though he blew him off twice before. It's unbelievable. I mean, Harris is trying to distance herself from Israel to court the Palestinian vote in the United States, which did not support Joe Biden in the Michigan primary and several other primaries. It was a large block of no votes for Biden. Harris is after the Jew haters. She wants them on her team. She's one of them. And so she skips Netanyahu and to give him the finger, basically. All while, does she come out and condemn what happened when Netanyahu got here? The fact that the Palestinian jerks, sorry for the redundancy, I got no use for Palestine. Or the Palestinians. Not when you're out trying to kill Jews. Nope, sorry. Kill them. If somebody's going to die, let it be them. But does she come out and condemn what they did when they brought in a whole bunch of roaches and grubs and worms and crickets and other stuff and dumped them all over in various places of the hotel where Netanyahu was staying? Did she talk about the multiple fire alarms the Palestinian protesters pulled at the hotel where Netanyahu was staying? No, she doesn't have the guts, she doesn't have the morals to stand up just for decency. She is a whore for the devil. Sorry, there you go. Now, before I get back to her and some comments, and to let you know how I really feel about her, it's a reality check at the end of this program, Biden's speech the other night, I took notes. It was really hard for me to not throw up. He bumbled, stumbled, fumbled his way, couldn't read the teleprompter, repeated things. He was a mess. The fact that this man is still president should be scary, except for this fact. Why is there no compelling demand he step down? Everybody knows somebody else is running his show. So how is it any big deal to continue to run his show for another 5 months? Oh, they say, well, yeah, he's got the nuclear codes. He doesn't know a nuclear code from the ABCs of the alphabet. He's a goner. And that's exactly the way that the ones who've been handling him, his handlers, have been controlling him. That's just what they want. We don't want somebody we can't control for the next 5 months being Harris if Biden stepped down. We want to, we're being the control freaks that the left is, are, we want to continue to control this guy. That's why we want to be the mouthpiece, even though nobody sees our lips moving. They'll only see Joe's lips stammering and flubbing around. He starts out with, well, he said, this presidency has never been about me. I just burst out laughing. Presidency, this has been, I've been here for you, not for me. Okay, Joe, let's count the multiple millions of dollars that you've got in your bank account that you somehow became this mega millionaire serving on the salary of a senator before vice president, which will not make anybody rich, except for all the shenanigans and the corrupt deals with Ukraine and Burisma and Hunter being the guy who's made you independently wealthy through all these corrupt deals. No, Joe, you say that this has never been about you. It has always been about you. I said to my wife, I don't think I've ever heard a political speech, and it was political. There wasn't any question about it. I don't think I have ever heard a political speech that had a higher percentage of lies as part of the total content. I would say right around 99.3% were lies. The part that wasn't, you know, a lie was, good evening, I'm President Joe Biden. Well, that wasn't a lie, but after that, everything was. I mean, goodness sakes. He goes on to say, I will always level with you. I will always tell the truth. How many times did he say that? Well, I came to know as an investigator for an insurance company before I went to law school that when somebody would tell me, you know, I've never filed a claim before against the insurance company. Okay. But by the third time they would tell me that they've never filed a claim against the insurance company, I immediately would go back to the office and do a run with a Cleveland Index Bureau that tells me how many claims these people have filed against the insurance company, and the list would be as long as my arm. The more they tell you they haven't done something, or the more that tells you for a fact that they have done something, or the more they tell you that they have done something, the more that tells you that they haven't. So the more he's going to tell you, I've always told the truth. I will always level with you. That's how you know this ignoramus is a lying, lying fool. I mean, the world has got to be partly throwing up, laughing, gagging, and the communists and socialist countries are absolutely thrilled. And he goes on to say, well, for the next 6 months, and I think he meant 5 months, but no, I guess six, I don't know. I said, I'm going to just keep doing my job. And what was that? What was that, Joe? Keep doing your job of never firing anybody like Cheadle or anybody who's ever screwed up Mayorkas, go right on down the line. No, you never fire anybody, no matter how screwed up they've done, because they aren't screwing up. It's part of your plan to bring down the United States, Joe. It's part of Obama's plan to fundamentally transform a Christian nation into a Muslim nation. It's part of the plan, Joe. You're going to keep doing your job being the lackey for the left. That's all you have ever been, and that's what you're going to do. Keep doing your job. He knows what his job is. They hand him a slip of paper. Joe, this is what you got to do today. This is what you got to say today. Yeah, keep doing your job. And he comes out and says it's critical to democracy. This is a mockery of democracy. It's not a meritocracy where you rise because of your merits. But he says it's critical to democracy to pack the Supreme Court. That's being democratic, Joe. You can't get your way, so let's just change the Supreme Court to get your way. That's democracy. It's democracy. You're protecting democracy when you don't let RFK Jr. into the election to run against you. It's democracy when you're protecting democracy, supposedly, from Trump, who never did anything undemocratic, but you're protecting democracy by not giving RFK any Secret Service help or understaffing help for Trump. You're protecting democracy by continuously lying through Karine Jean-Pierre Lesbienne, through all sorts of lies to cover up things, never ever telling. You're protecting democracy by keeping your mental decline as much out of you with the help of the media for the last 2.5 to 3 years. That's protecting democracy. Screw democracy if that's your definition of democracy. I'm for a constitutional republic. Biden doesn't know what it is. Constitutional republic is anathema to the left wing. He contended that the border crossings were lower now than when he took office under Trump, after Trump. Gosh, how can this guy lie this much? And talking about being a public servant for 50 years. No, Joe, you have had your head in a pig trough of government slop for the last 50 years. Don't give me that crap. You're one of the problems. I have always hated term limits. I'm finally coming to support them. If you got to lie, you got to compromise, just keep your tush in Washington, D.C., then it's time to just cut your tush off, cut off the special medical benefits, cut off the extra pay, cut off the pension you get for if you serve just 1 or 2 days in the House of Representatives. Look, you're supposed to be public servants, not public masters. Public servants are what you get with a constitutional republic. Public masters are what you get when a country is headed towards socialism, on its way to communism. Well, when we come back, I'll let you know how I really feel. Don't go away. The Robin Walters Show will be right back.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you. Mustang Sally.
Yeah, we're probably wondering why I play that song. Well, first of all, it's one of my all-time favorite songs. Second of all, I knew that I was going to get ramped up during this program and I'd need something like that, maybe to slow me down. A couple people who knew that this was one of my all-time favorite songs at various functions where there was a band, they would go up to the band and request Mustang Sally. Because I never once in my entire life have stayed off the dance floor when Mustang Sally was playing. Oh, my gosh. This song, I don't know. I'm sitting here twitching and turning in my chair as I'm just listening to this much of it. I want to get up and get going, but it inspires me, but it also slows me down. Okay, people are asking, who do I think will be president? Of course, I say, I don't know, because I don't know. If I go back 15 months ago, I was telling Gavin, I was correct that Biden would be the candidate, would not be the candidate, and I said that before anybody. I think I was wrong and thrilled to be wrong if, in fact, it plays out this way that Gavin Newsom is not the candidate. But I also said back 15 months ago, I was not convinced Trump would be the candidate, and if he is the candidate, I was not convinced that Trump will win. I'm still not. That's not to say that I think he'll lose. But when you got cheating on your side, what was it, Gary Puckett? Have you got cheating on your mind? Well, from one of his songs. Well, it's always on their mind. That's how the Democrats get elected and steal elections. Well, we're going to see one of two things. If Donald Trump is elected, there'll be riots like you cannot believe, and the left will justify him because supposedly he's what? Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. What did he ever do during the first 4 years that even was closely reminiscent of Hitler? This is the left. The more they call Trump Hitler, the more they are the ones who admire Hitler because of his absolute domineering, tyrannical control over the country, which is their goal. Absolute dominant tyrannical control over the country and all the levers of the government, and including their media marketing arm, the Alphabet, Legacy Media. So there are going to be riots and a lot of disruption. Just count on it. Now, if Calamity Harris is elected, it's the end of the Constitutional Republic. About that, you should be concerned. Each Democrat gets worse. I've mentioned this before, but I need to share it again. I am on, I think, my 21st or 22nd time through the Bible. I finished reading Judges, and it just hits me in the face every time harder. Israel sins. They cry out for help. God gives them mercy. He brings them a deliverer, who, interestingly, in a couple of cases, executes who's ever in charge. God's deliverer kills a person in charge, the bad person. And then Israel does well for a period of time, but they lapse back into sin, and the cycle just keeps going around and around and around. Will the circle be unbroken? Well, guess what? Each person that comes in to take over Israel, the bad guy, in these cycles keeps getting worse. He is more bad than the predecessor. And look at, you go from Jimmy Carter, not bad, but he wasn't good. Bill Clinton, bad. On a rare occasion, good. He signed the Defense of Marriage Act, about the only good thing he did. Then you go to Barack Hussein Obama. Awful. The architect of the destruction of America because he's a radical Saul Alinsky fan along with Hillary Clinton. So between Barack and Hillary, you're going to get just the male or female version of Saul Alinsky. Awful. But then we move to O'Biden, which is Obama 2.0, who is worse, definitively worse than Obama. And now we're to Calamity Harris, who's going to make Joe Biden look like a choir boy. Now, I have to say this because you have to understand what's going on here. Obama did what he could get away with. But having gotten away with it, Biden then pushes the envelope and at Obama's behest and pushes the envelope even farther. So we are now even farther left. And now we get Calamity Harris, if she ends up in office, who will finish off the country and it's over. You see, she's actually not worse. She's Obama 3.0. But that's why I say she's Obama 3.0, because all she's doing is what he wanted to do, but the political climate and our cultural level hadn't reached a point of decline where he could get to that fundamental transformation as far as he wanted to take it. So he relied on and controlled Joe from the back room, and he's even admitted that. He likes being in the back, whispering in people's ears, to use his word. So Biden takes it to the next level, the next descent into the abyss. And having established that, now we go to Calamity Harris. See, she isn't worse. She's Obama. It's just that she can get away with saying stuff that Biden couldn't. And Biden got away with saying some things that Obama couldn't because we hadn't reached that complete cultural and political and moral decline in this country to be able to do that. So who's on her short list for VP? One of them, Pete Buttigieg, that queer, the faggot from South Bend. Pete? No. You see, could you get away with appointing a homo as your vice presidential candidate instead of Joe Biden when Obama was running? Of course not. When Biden was running? No, still too early to do that. Do they think that they could now? I mean, goodness sakes, the queers own about everything in this country that's part of it, and you get butt gag up there. I'm sorry if you're offended by me calling him a faggot. I'm done with all this nice stuff. He's totally, grossly incompetent as a Secretary of Transportation. He's too busy faking a breastfeeding of his kid at home or whatever, or committing sodomy with his phony lover slash husband. And pushing for queer crap all over the place. The Democrats say, well, we support transparency. Lie. I mean, how can you say this party is trying to preserve? You see, the more they say we're trying to preserve democracy, we got to save democracy, that's the more you know that they're out to ruin democracy. They're projecting. That's projection is when you project onto another party something that you yourself are guilty of. Oh, that party over there, they're lying. They're a liar. They're a liar. The more you say that about a particular person, the more that you're the liar. And I'm going to make one exception for me. Because I've called Biden a liar, 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 and he is. Pants on fire, and we can prove it. If you call somebody a liar and you can prove it, that's one thing. But just call somebody a liar and then have the media just continue to print your garbage over and over again when there's been no proof of it. Oh, my gosh. Well, what do we do? A couple of things. First of all, I've got a couple of prayers I'm praying up here. At the DNC, I'm hoping there's riots. I hope that they are basically, not literally, but figuratively, get this straight, not literally, but figuratively, a riot where they're shooting each other, figuratively. In other words, what I want is like in the book of Judges, that the Midianites, when Gideon rose up, ended up stabbing and slaying each other. They got so confused that they started killing each other. So this is how 300 men of Gideon win over, what was it, I think 120,000 Midianites? It's north of 100,000. I think it was 120,000. I'm not sure. Because they're killing each other. And then they flee. I hope that politically, figuratively, this is the absolute complete chaos. I hope there are BLM riots. I hope there are Palestinian riots, because supposedly the left hasn't yet gone yet far enough left. I want to see that. Number two, I pray that Calamity Harris gets saved. And this is not my order. That would be the first, that she actually gets saved. And then watch the left turn on her. Be like the quickest U-turn you have ever seen in your life. Number three, if she doesn't get saved, and I'm also praying 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where it says that, deliver us, O God, deliver us from wicked and unreasonable men. And ladies, you got your role here too, and women, it's implied there, for not all of them have faith. Deliver us from wicked people. Deliver us. Well, you know, the people say, well, that probably means, you know, what, this or that. No. Who do you need to be delivered from? The ones who have control and authority over you, if they're wicked. God, deliver us. Help us move. Go to a new country. Secede. Have the 19 states leave this country that I think will, if she's elected. But short of that, God, then just let Air Force One plow into the Rocky Mountains with her aboard. I don't encourage people to rise up and execute her, even though that was done in the book of Judges. I'm not doing that. I'm not saying that. I don't encourage that. I don't think it's right under the circumstances. But does God have the privilege of killing her or removing her in some fashion, whatever he wants to do? Because we're pleading for mercy, because we're pleading for a deliverer from not only what has been, but what is going to come. See, we're not like the Democrats who come out and say, kill him, behead Trump, do this. I mean, all the people have called for murder, and I'm not calling for her murder. I'm calling for God to move. If she's a candidate, God, move, do something. Deliver us from wicked and unreasonable men and women. Deliver us. Save her first. Let that which the enemy intends for evil use for good. Let there be a change of heart. Manasseh was the most wicked king Israel ever had. And before he was done, he repented and turned to the Lord. And he was awful. I'll pull a Joe Biden impersonation. He was awful. Well, I'm going to say something here. I'm going to have to critique Trump. I've already covered how I think he made a mistake in his selection of Harris. I hope I'm wrong. I really, really hope I'm wrong. But he needs to shut up. He's out there saying, quote, Harris is going to be easy to beat. First of all, Donald, you haven't factored into it election theft. I mean, Democrats, every phony ballot, every fake ballot that they fill out and file for somebody else who doesn't exist, every phony contribution is election interference. Election interference, you could just put a picture of a Democrat in most cases, and it would be a suiting definition. It would speak for itself. They don't care about life in the womb. They don't care about biblical sexuality. They don't care about marriage. They don't care about 100,000 fentanyl deaths. Why should they care about cheating and stealing in an election? That's a parking ticket to these people. Well, okay, where are we? But Trump, shut up. You just may have cooked your own goose by saying Harris will be easy to beat. He's going to eat those words. And I'll tell you, if I see Trump's ego start to rise up after getting shot too high, it's over. This is why I'm still not convinced he's going to win. I wasn't convinced he was going to win the day he got shot, because I don't know what's after that. I don't know what the enemy is going to do. I don't know how he's going to respond. He was greatly humbled, as I mentioned last week, but it seems like the ego just starting to creep back up there. Don't talk about how easy somebody else is to beat unless you are just setting yourself up to be humiliated. So knock it off, Donald. So the conservatives just need to let the DNC have their moment. Let them just glorify themselves and wallow in fame and adoration and lauding of Kamala Harris, and let just the DNC be a love fest with whatever it is, a bunch of queers and a whole bunch of other things, people who basically are biblicophobic and Christophobic. Just let them have it. But then ask God, pray that God would bring us a deliverer. Well, Trump may be the deliverer. I see him as a deliverer. He's not a Messiah figure, and we got to not go down that route, that's for sure. He could be a deliverer, as we saw in the book of Judges that I was talking about. But we got to pray. And then after the DNC thing is over, then we got to go to work. The work for the next 3 weeks is probably a bit moot. It's more a time of prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. When that DNC convention is over, then it's time to really get to work. I'm going to be working here because it's my job, and I'm just encouraging you to be sure and pray. Now, it could be that God gives us Donald Trump as a deliverer for 4 years. Oh, I pray that, because it gives us 4 more years to hopefully get it right. I'm not convinced we will, but at least it gives us a respite. It could also be that Trump is not elected, there is a cheating, and because there hasn't been the repentance, Calamity Harris is elected, and we get the government we deserve. Do you know the worst case scenario here? The worst case scenario possible is that Calamity Harris wins, and she wins without needing the votes that come from cheating. In other words, she actually legitimately becomes the president of the United States. That would be awful. That would just be awful. And why? Because, I mean, is she the most radical president in U.S. history? No, I said she's not. She's just Obama 3.0, just that she can get away with saying stuff because we're in a free fall moral decline. But what is she, I mean, do people even know what she actually stands for? Yeah, she's pro-abortion, big time pro-abortion. She's pro-queer, pro-queer marriage, pro-queer adoption. She's pro-bodily mutilation of minors seeking a sex change. She hates everything Christian. There's any question about it. She wants a ban on fracking. She wants to suppress the availability of red meat to consumers. She's on record for this, but the mainstream media will never call her to task for this. She wants to ban offshore exploration. She wants to legalize all illegal aliens. Why? So they could vote Democrat. She wants to abolish ICE. She wants to let convicted murderers and terrorists have the right to vote. Like I said, she's Obama 3.0 now, with the ability to say the stuff that she could never have gotten away with. But there's one more thing. Despite all of that stuff, this is her worst feature. Her worst, she said, and I'm quoting, she wants to have a gun buyback in this country, and she wants to make it mandatory. So what if somebody came up to you with a gun at your front door and said, I'm here to buy your car. This is what I'm going to pay for your car. And if you don't take it, if you don't take the money, I'm going to take your car anyway. A mandatory gun buyback means Confiscation. It means she's urinating on the Constitution. And it's going to be up to you and to me, as what will probably be the second American Revolution, if she does that and bring it on. And I'm going to tell you right now, you need to get your guns and ammo while you can. Get lots of ammo. Practice. Get it legally. Get everything legally right now because it'll be illegal in the future. Practice. Practice. And practice. Because you're going to need it if she wins. So, this is my encouragement in closing out the program here. The seven things here I've listed here. One, to pray, as I said. Pray that Harris gets saved. Or that alternatively, if she doesn't and won't, God knowing whether she will or will not, he takes her out. Somehow, disease, plane crash, whatever God wants to do in response to our prayers. I would prefer she gets saved and becomes a force for good. Absolutely. Number two, I don't have these in any particular order, but you can arrange the order. These are all important. Get close to God like never before. Because we are, I hope some of you are listening to the Sunday Morning with Robin Walter program where I'm covering all the reasons why there is no pre-trib rapture. I think I'm up to week 5 or 6. And reasons 5 or 6 is I'm just kind of destroying one week at a time all these pre-trib rapture theories or arguments. There is no such thing. And it's going to be about 14 weeks, 12 weeks when I'm done with that. And the jury is going to vote 12-0 that there is no pre-trib rapture. The arguments are that strong. But understand, this is going to get nasty and ugly really, really fast if she is elected. So you better be close to God. Be ready to confess Jesus Christ before man. Or, says it says in Scripture, if you deny Jesus Christ before man, he's going to deny you before the Father in heaven. And that's welcome to hell. And there's going to be more pressure to do that. Number three, as I said, guns and ammo while you can. Get trained, safe, legal. I'm not saying in the future that what you're doing will necessarily have to be legal. It depends how unconstitutional Calamity Harris acts. Number three. Number four, your kids, your grandkids, get them out of government hellhole schools. We are where we are because we've let our kids go to hellhole government schools and be indoctrinated in left-wing ideology for the last 30 or 40 years. Number five, be ready to flee morally unsafe places if necessary. I'm not interested. I left California because I didn't want to pay taxes in that state anymore. Well, they're ridiculously high, and I'm not that super high-income person, but they're high, and what does it go to support? Everything, virtually everything that's about seems ungodly and getting worse. When you got Gavin Newsom as mayor, or I mean as governor, loves the abortion industry and baby blood dripping from his eye teeth. Like I said, he's so pro-abortion, he'd make Count Dracula look pro-life. And they'll be judged accordingly. But if you have to flee, flee to a safe place. And I'm going to give you some. That's point number six. Buy land. If you've got a little extra money, buy land and consider one of the following states. Because these are states that I have down here and I have for a number of years is the most likely to leave the union when it's time to get up and go. And a mandatory gun buyback, I have said for years, will be the trigger. It won't be abortion. It won't be queer marriage. It won't be that crap. It'll be taking our guns that will force states to leave, and I will be in one of those states leaving and encouraging people to get out. Those states, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Iowa, Missouri, West Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Florida, and South Carolina. The question marks are Indiana, Ohio, and Alaska. And then last, number seven, when Israel came to a point of sinning so badly, and that because of the gross sins of the leader, which was Solomon, who knew better, and then ended up building temples, abortion temples, basically to Molech and Ashtoreth, where they offered up their children as living sacrifices. In other words, it's sort of like Solomon started out as a Republican and he ended up as a Democrat. I mean, where he is in heaven, I don't know. I trust that he's there. I think there's scripture that says, notwithstanding his fall, he's there. I don't know. I can't speak to that. But just don't be surprised when God moves people to split the United States in two. In half? No, not necessarily half. But in two, yes. Won't be 50-50. It could be, who knows what it is. But when you can only, if people are only moved by consent or by force. And when force is engaged, people will flee with their feet. Just be ready for that. Consider buying land in those states. If you want to hear them again, write me. RedSkyRadio777@gmail.com. And I'm telling you, America, sit tall in the saddle, because I remind you to sit tall in that very saddle, because you ride for the brand of Jesus Christ. God bless you. See you next week.